Chapter 5, Disposition and Summary.
So finally, let's go through the disposition of stroke patients.
Nothing could be more important for the outcome of your stroke patient than the nursing care and the disposition that they receive from the emergency department. With all the hullabaloo around the acute exam and the TPA, we often forget about these things, and I want to remind us about them again. And not only that, Jess, I want to remind us to write those as orders on the chart. So every time we see a patient with stroke, we make sure that all these protections for their safety and for their prognosis are in place.
So for example, NPO until cleared after a swallow study. Bed rails up. Elevate the head of the bed 30 degrees, right, Stuart?
Elevating the head of the bed 30 degrees is critical to prevent aspiration and improve cerebral drainage. Keeping them NPO is critical until such time as they've had a swallowing study by the speech pathologist to make sure that they're not going to aspirate, because aspiration pneumonia is one of the most important causes of death in these patients. You want to keep the bed rails up, and you want to make sure that you've indicated that there should be safety precautions against that patient falling.
And doing things to prevent secondary complications. You don't want your patient to develop a UTI. So if they have an indwelling catheter, you should have that removed. And you also don't want your patient to develop a blood clot. So once they're admitted, they're going to have sequential compression devices placed, and they're going to be on their daily heparin shots that the internal medicine doctors love to order.
It's really important for them not to have a fever, because we know that when the temperature goes up, brain damage occurs, especially in those vulnerable areas where there's injury. And so temperature control is extremely important, as is blood sugar control. And so they're going to be on a strict regimen of blood sugar control to make sure that that's within range.
So even though these seem like small things, right? It's not sexy and exciting. We're not pushing some fancy drug. These small things are what makes the biggest difference in the patient's outcome.
Summary.
All right, let's do our summary. Patient comes in the emergency department. You think they have a stroke. They look like they have a stroke. They smell like they have a stroke, but you're not sure. You need to go a little bit further. And that means a very quick history, a very quick exam, check the glucose, send off your labs, and fire them to the CT scanner as fast as you can. Time is brain. Time is brain. Now, what you want to see on that CT scan is no blood. If there's blood, we go down our treat them for an intracranial bleed protocol. And that protocol basically is sit them up at 30 degrees, keep their blood pressure controlled somewhere around 160 systolic, treat their seizures if they have a seizure, O2 set about 94, reverse any anticoagulation, don't routinely give them platelets, and then call somebody to help out. We need some more imaging. We might even need some surgery. Now, if there is no blood and you're convinced that it is a stroke, then you have to think about timing. If it's less than 3 hours, some people say 4.5, if it's less than 3 hours, they're a candidate for thrombolytic therapy. Now you have to make sure they don't have a contraindication to thrombolytic therapy. I strongly suggest that you get out the checkbox and you start going down the list and checking the contraindications and make sure you're not about to give this drug that's expensive and can make them bleed into their brain when you shouldn't. Blood pressure control in stroke patients that don't have bleeds, that have a ischemic stroke, is a little bit more complicated. So if you're giving TPA, keep that blood pressure fairly low. Drop it to less than 180 on 105 using labetalol or calcium channel blockers. If they're not getting TPA, you can let that blood pressure go pretty high, maybe into the 220s. If you're not giving TPA, you should give aspirin. If you are giving TPA, you should not give aspirin. There are lots of stroke mimics. You have to do a good history and physical exam. And if we didn't state it explicitly, let's state it here. Low glucose is one of the most common causes of a stroke mimic. A low glucose can make you not move your arm or your leg or your face. It can give you focal neurological findings. So check that glucose. And after all of this, if you're not going to give them TPA, or if you are going to give them TPA, you admit them to the hospital. You admit them to a stroke unit, because better than TPA, better than anything, is a great stroke unit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, her name was Jess, his name was Stuart. That was stroke. They did an incredible job. Thanks to the patients, all of whom were consented to be used on the program. Thanks to the residents of the UCSF Fresno program. My name is Mel Herbert, and I feel a lot better about stroke myself.
You know, this case really highlights the difficulty, Jess, in... Oh, jeez. It's Sean North, though. Hello, Sean.
Hey, man. What's going
I'm recording with Jess Mason right now.
Oh, are you?
That's so fine. I'll call you back. I'll call you back after this.
Yeah, no problem. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Sean Nort.
Sean Nort. I knew that you wanted to hear his lovely.
I like Sean. Yeah, he's nice.
His lovely leprechaun-like voice. Okay.